Alice Miller explains the roots of totalitarianism, the disease we have been discussing in recent shows. Alice Miller explains the roots of totalitarianism in child rearing under the regime of class. Karl Popper exposes the roots of totalitarianism and collective utility, its ideological justification, in Plato. In the key elements of Plato's and the totalitarians' political program that Popper identifies in what follows, do we not recognize our current reality? Clearly, these post-French Revolution self-invented global rulers have followed Plato's guidance carefully. Let's ask ourselves what their adherence to this program, the imposition of these ideas on us, and the suppressed synthesis of Karl Popper, Martin Bernau, his exposure of Bildung and Göttingen, Albert O. Hirschman, who clarifies their broad political strategy, and Alice Miller, who explains how it was accomplished with child rearing. The synthesis of these contributions from critical folk confirms both the imposition of these ideas of Plato's and the conscious intention behind it. So let's ask ourselves what the imposition of these ideas has meant for the scope of the human spirit, what it has meant for us to be assigned by the market or otherwise our functions, what it has meant for our common earth that we have allowed such tiny spirits to ravage her. So here's Plato's political program. A, and this is quoting Karl Popper, the strict division of the classes, i.e. the ruling class consisting of herdsmen and watchdogs, must be strictly separated from the human cattle. And my comment, this goal was achieved by its being embedded in an objective, quote-unquote, education system, i.e. by means of educational screening. And this is a system which provides them with a comforting self-justification. They tell themselves they identify and promote the best of the best. This pretense of objectivity helps to conceal its absence, is in keeping with their need to stay hidden, to escape detection, to hide the hand behind the plans to capture and command the mystery of our human energy. B, point B, the identification of the fate of the state with that of the ruling class, the exclusive interest in this class and in its unity, and subservient to this unity, the rigid rules for breeding and educating this class, and the strict supervision and collectivization of the interests of its members. From these principal elements, others can be derived, says Karl Popper. For instance, the following. C, the ruling class has a monopoly of things like military virtues and training, and of the right to carry arms and to receive education of any kind. And my comment, recall we said last week, this was the October 4, 2015 show, that the state is the self-organization of power. That's why we have never been able to get free by trying to claim it. All we do is become their servants over and over and over, continuing. But the ruling class is excluded from any participation in economic activities, and especially from earning money. And my comment, I would argue that utilizing accumulation as a political strategy, i.e. as a stratagem, they see as distinct from pursuing money for its own sake. Continuing, D, there must be a censorship of all intellectual activities of the ruling class, and a continual propaganda aiming at molding and unifying their minds. And we've talked in the past about why that is essential and why that was not this understanding of Plato's was not unique. It is a insight in terms of how you maintain rule across the world of class, whether we call that I refer to it as that great Mediterranean bowl, where the world shared ideas, and this was the crucible, this was the source of the class system becoming a global system. The fact that all the idea of it got disseminated to all the folks who commingled, traders through the traders of the ancient world into Asia and India. So these are not ideas unique by any means to what we call the West. Continuing, I'll repeat that. There must be a censorship of all intellectual activities of the ruling class and a continual propaganda aiming at molding and unifying their minds. All innovation in education, legislation, and religion must be prevented or suppressed. E, the state must be self-sufficient. It must aim at economic autarky, which means economic independence or self-sufficiency. For otherwise, the rulers would either be dependent upon traders or become traders themselves. The first of these alternatives would undermine their power. The second, their unity and the stability of the state. And my comment, here we are in debt to Albert O. Hirschman, who explains the way in which the modern, quote-unquote, self-created power guys implemented this injunction by monopolizing the financial mechanisms, but by monopolizing access to credit. And so we see the sleeping monster Plato awoke in the minds of these sick folks, and from the seed of his flights of fancy and careless jokes was built millennia later a massive yoke.